It's Friday, February 14th, the day for love. Do you love state politics? We do. This is Your New Mexico Government. I'm your host, Khalil A. Colonna. Thanks for listening. My guest today is Julie Ann Grimm from the Santa Fe Reporter. She gives a wrap-up of the week at the Roundhouse, where we discuss sexual harassment non-disclosure agreements in the workplace, secrecy with the state budget, the new education secretary, and much, much more. Your New Mexico Government starts now. It's a Friday edition of Your New Mexico Government. My guest from the Santa Fe Reporter, Julie Ann Grimm. Julie Ann, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, thank you. It's a lovely day in Santa Fe, even if the legislature is still in session.
The legislature is still in session, and they're getting work done. So we're going to have a round robin of topics today. It's Friday. We're going to wrap up a lot of things. Let's talk about HB 21. That is a bill to protect victims of sexual harassment. Basically, you could explain a little bit further, but essentially it's making it so that there are no longer non-disclosure agreements enforced upon employees who make sexual harassment or claims of discrimination or retaliation against their employers. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It really makes it a lot harder for an employer to require a non-disclosure agreement, so that while you're settling a case or even in a situation where you're getting a job and they want you to sign something that says, if this ever happens, you won't talk about it. And so you can see how those kind of practices are problematic, and it's really hard to change the culture around sexual discrimination and retaliation if you can't talk about what happened. So this bill we're getting to that point in the session where if things haven't really moved across to the other chamber, their chances of really getting through during this session are starting to look pretty slim.
Okay.
So we have 5.5 days left of the session, and that includes the weekend. So while you're going to see some committees meet over the weekend, typically there's not, even in these waning days, there's not a whole lot of business that's going to take place like on Sunday.
Okay.
So that bill was introduced by a representative from the Albuquerque area, Diane Hockman Vigil, and she's a Democrat, and she brought this up, she said, because of attorneys who spoke with her in the district and talked about their personal experiences and clients that they represented. And so that was last night. The House adopted that on a unanimous vote. So across party lines on that one.
Okay. So that was totally bipartisan in support, as it should be. What does it look like going to the Senate?
Well, it's really, I was just trying to dial up and see if it's been assigned to Senate committees yet, but it's really uncertain, what will happen. Of course, the big item that still needs to be resolved in this legislative session is the budget. And I think that the Senate is really going to have to be focused on that. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes on the Senate side as pertains to the budget. So this is House Bill 2, which includes, a bunch of spending spree by the Democrats in charge because we have some extra revenue in New Mexico this year that we haven't had in previous years.
Yes.
And so that bill was approved several days ago, almost a week ago, by the House, and it has now moved over to the Senate side. And I talked to some other reporters who are a lot more experienced with this than I am. Talked with Dan Boyd, who covers the State House for the Albuquerque Journal. And Dan was explaining kind of what he expects will happen now. Number one, there have been no public meetings where the Senate Finance Committee talked about HB 2. So the discussions that are happening are all happening in secret. There was a deadline for senators to propose amendments to House Bill 2, and that deadline was reportedly yesterday, Dan says. So now there's a bit of a scramble. Even today, the Senate Finance Committee did not publish its agenda in a timely way. So this committee hearing is supposed to start like around 2 o'clock, a half hour after the floor session is over. At 2:03, there was still no agenda published. And so I was calling around and several reporters were calling around trying to find the agenda. And we finally got it and we saw that the budget bill wasn't on there, which was kind of what everyone expected. But you really don't know until the agenda for that committee is made public, you know, kind of what they're going to do. And so what Dan says is about to happen is that there'll be a big stack of amendments that come from senators, and there'll be some kind of negotiating about what the Senate would like to see in the budget, and then they'll send it back to the House. So all of that is going to happen in the next 5.5 days.
That's a lot to happen in 5.5 days. Let's hope that they can get that done. But I want to get back to something you said. They had meetings in secret. What's with that? What's with secrecy and the lack of transparency?
Yeah, the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government has really been all over this issue, not just in this legislative session, but for a long time, because this is sort of the way things are done in the New Mexico Senate. And so the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government has sent a letter to the Senate Finance Committee and to the Senate leadership urging them to change this practice and to adopt rules that allow the public to attend any finance committee or finance committee subcommittee meetings mm-hmm. about the budget. And they point to the state law, which is very clear that, you know, delegated authority of a committee is supposed to be public and open for the citizens to observe. You know, the sausage making, that last part isn't in the law, but that's really why it's important for it to be open. And so we don't know what the Senate is going to ask for. We don't know what the senators are looking to do in terms of changing the budget the way the House has recommended. You know, one issue that you and I spoke about last time I was on the podcast with you is the judiciary budget.
Yes.
And so this might be an area where the Senate wants to make a change. The House ended up approving 6% pay increases for all the judges.
Okay.
And gave the judiciary nearly 5% more to spend than it had in the previous fiscal year. But what the senators want to do with that will really kind of determine the course for the judiciary. So it's not really over yet. They don't know how much more money they'll see in order to meet these big needs in the justice system in our state.
So let's say that the Senate does match what the House decided to give the Judiciary Department. Will they be able then to hire employees to help them out, to help out the clerks and the judges?
I believe so. You know, that appropriation includes several different growth areas that were identified by the judicial branch in what they call their unified budget. Some of the things that they identified also had to do with security. And so, for example, that budget includes more than $500,000 for security-related costs there at Metro Court in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives more security officers for the westernmost district, the 13th, which is like Cibola and Valencia County.
Okay.
And for one of the eastern districts, the 9th, which is Curry and Roosevelt. So those things that the judiciary asked for are in that House-approved budget, and some of that administrative money is in there, although I haven't been able to drill down on, you know, how many secretaries does the Supreme Court get if this budget goes through, but I will get back to you on that.
I understand. And I would ask, what do you think the Senate would do? But it seems like the Senate likes working in secret on these things. We're just going to have to find out what they decide, huh?
Yeah. And I think, you know, the Senate Finance Committee has been led for a long time by one of the more conservative members of the Senate, John Arthur Smith, whose name I know all the listeners are familiar with. And so really kind of what the priorities are haven't been revealed. You know, one thing we know looks like it's dead on arrival is the Cannabis Legalization Act.
Yes, much to the dismay of many people I know.
That's right. You know, there was a proposal to tax the newly legal cannabis with 17% sales tax, and that would have brought in a good chunk of money. But the state, you know, the legislature has already decided that that is not going to happen really this year, as that matter was tabled by a different Senate committee yesterday. And even the bill sponsors say it's not coming back around on the guitar during this session.
Okay. Well, people will have to wait till next year. Hold their breath until next year. I'm really sorry about that horrible pun. It just came to me. real quick, before I let you go, real quick, I hear that we have a new education secretary.
We do. Ryan Stewart was confirmed just this afternoon by the Senate as the new education secretary for the state. And, you know, Mr. Stewart has a big job ahead of him. And so it's good that he comes from a background where he's worked with minority students living in poverty. because that's one of the big problems in New Mexico's struggling schools. It was an interesting little Senate debate. You may recall that the Senate doesn't always like the education secretary pick. You know, Hannah Scandera served for 4 years as an interim secretary because the Senate refused to confirm her. Then you have Karen Trujillo, who was quickly confirmed but then fired by the governor as the secretary for this department. So when Secretary Stewart was getting his questions and answers asked on the Senate floor, one of the Republican members stood up and said, you know, someone's going to sue you. We want you to fight, and we have your back, because we don't think the courts should be in charge of the school system. And so, of course, that was a real comment about the Yazzie Martinez case, which, of course, last year ordered the state to spend more money to serve certain at-risk student populations.
Yes. What was Mr. Stewart's response?
You know, he is actually not responding. You know, it's sort of this, the senators are kind of talking back and forth to each other, and he's sitting there in the front of the room, like, nodding. And, you know, most of the things that people have to say were very complimentary. You know, one of the legislators said Mr. Stewart had visited the high school where he is a teacher, and that he really seemed to listen to the students and spend more time asking them questions and listening to their answers than sort of giving them a speech. And that legislator said he thought that that was a good sign that Ryan Stewart was going to do a great job as education secretary. So
okay.
We can only hope.
Yeah, we can only hope. And let's put all of our support behind him, because like you said, we do need to fix New Mexico's ailing and failing schools. All right. So what should we be looking at in the Santa Fe Reporter this weekend that would make interest to our listeners?
Well, we are kind of looking at a couple things. One has to do with a sort of nerdy little detail about how firefighters' overtime pay is recorded within the city payroll system and their retirement system. And there's a problem with the way that it's done, and it results in firefighters not getting pension money, which they are owed. And so we did a story about this earlier because it was really kind of a fight between the firefighters in the city of Santa Fe and the city finance department. And really at the end of that discussion, they said, this needs a legislative fix. Mm-hmm. And so we are now looking at how that legislative fix is doing. It's another one of those bills that has not gotten far enough to know with confidence, you know, whether it will go all the way. Okay. It's a little snagged up, and we should have some more details about that attempt to make a legislative fix and what that means for the firefighters in Santa Fe and other places where they use this particular accounting system. So that is most certainly coming. We are also looking at a bill that's on the Senate Finance Committee agenda for this evening, and that's Senate Bill 131, which would change the age to purchase tobacco from 18 to 21 in New Mexico. How do you think people are going to react to that, Khalil?
I think that certain parts of the population are going to react. They're going to be happy about that. There's a lot of people. I'm a smoker, and some people are like, you shouldn't smoke. And there will be other folks who are very happy about that. I believe the big thing that they have is the regulation of this, where it's going to affect businesses. So I think some small business owners, tobacco smoke shops, without any type of set regulation, I don't know how they're going to be able to enforce it. So it's
kind of kooky, too. You can serve in the military at the age of 18, but you can't have a cigarette. Give me a break.
Yeah, I completely understand. I think they're trying to keep vaping out of kids. But
yeah, we don't want, you know, everyone to start smoking when they're 15 and pretending to be 18. So
yeah,
it's a tough one. And I don't know how the, you know, lawmakers are really going to respond to that, how much pressure they're under from the health advocacy organizations and then from the, you know, tobacco and sort of like civil liberty people on the other side. So we're going to be watching that in so much as we can get to it and stay awake tonight.
Late into the night. Indeed, it goes to show how far and how hard Julie Ann Grimm and the rest of the staff at the Santa Fe Reporter are going for us. Julie Ann, thanks for being on the show. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
And that's all the time we have for this week of Your New Mexico Government. Many thanks to Julie Ann Grimm from the Santa Fe Reporter for joining me. To keep up on the great work at the Santa Fe Reporter, just go to sfreporter.com. They have your back. Trust me, they have your back. And it's Valentine's, so go out and show someone how much you love them. I love hosting this podcast. That's right, I really do. For everyone here at KUNM, I'm Khalil Lake-Alona. Have a great weekend. Your New Mexico Government is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation and the New Mexico Local News Fund.